You are Locked On Panthers, your daily Carolina Panthers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Panthers Nation? Welcome to another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. Billy Rossetti of SI Panthers with you here on a Monday, fresh off championship weekend, as we are now set for Super Bowl 55, and it has a little bit of an NFC South flavor as Tom Brady and the Buccaneers defeated the Green Bay Packers in the NFC championship game to reach the Super Bowl. It's just crazy. It's the 10th Super Bowl appearance for Tom Brady and in his first year with the Buccaneers. And, of course, the Chiefs getting there as well, beating the Bills in the AFC Championship game, which, of course, means the Panthers have a little bit of a connection to the Super Bowl, as the Panthers, of course, played both of these teams back-to-back weeks. Interestingly enough, as well, as we remember, the very close battle with the Chiefs back in Week 9, and then, of course, losing kind of pretty ugly to the Buccaneers, who really were one of the only teams, the Saints in Week 17 being the other, that really kind of blew out the Panthers. You know, of course, the Panthers, as we know, had a near connection to almost all of championship weekend. The only team of the Final Four that the Panthers didn't play this season was the Buffalo Bills. They, of course, played both NFC finalists, losing a close game that Saturday night in Week 15 against the Packers, but, of course, getting blown out by the Buccaneers. But a bit of an NFC South flavor, and we might touch on that a little bit, too. You know, kind of recap, you know, go back in time, the connection that the Panthers have now, you know, kind of look back at those two games. But it's crazy to think we're down to just one final game here in this NFL season. That is Super Bowl 55, 13 days away. And of course, the Buccaneers making history. They'll be the first team ever to play in the Super Bowl on their home field. The game, of course, at Raymond James Stadium, and the Buccaneers have made it. So that should make things pretty interesting, though, of course, the Chiefs won in Tampa Bay in Week 12. So, long wait, but it should be a really great game. But before we get to the Super Bowl, of course, we do, of course, have the Senior Bowl coming up. We've spent pretty much all last week running through all the position groups, and we're going to go through really the final two position groups here. Well, one is going to be, you know, kind of quick and dirty, the specialists, but we'll show them some love. But as far as the big position groups, we've got defensive backs to talk about here. And so we'll run through all of those today, as this will kind of act as our final position preview, or sort of introductory preview for all these players here at the Senior Bowl. You know, if you're just joining us, you know, welcome. If you're new, you know, if you are just joining the podcast, go check out last week's episode as well. Kind of introduce you to really all the players on the Panther side of the football, and just run through quick the players the Dolphins will have on their side. But we're kind of focusing on the American team at the Senior Bowl. That's the team that the Panthers and Matt Rhule will be coaching. Again, the national team that'll be coached by the Miami Dolphins and Brian Flores. In fact, everybody's in Mobile now. All the players are there, and I imagine both coaching staffs are there as well, as things get going tomorrow. Tuesday will be the first practice. So Monday should be the introductory press conference, as it typically is. You know, things, I'm sure, are going to be quite different. It should be a very interesting week, but it's here. Senior Bowl week is here. So let's jump into the final position group here. We'll look at the defensive backs. And as we've noticed with a lot of these other positions with the American team, with the Panthers roster, is they got a lot of the SEC players. You know, especially when we talked about the offensive linemen, they had a lot of those SEC players. The quarterbacks, you know, they have Mac Jones. They have Kyle Trask. And when you look at the defensive backs, same situation here. You got a pair of kids from Missouri, pair of kids from Georgia, and also a player from LSU and a player from Florida, including, you know, a couple other of players, including a small school kid as well, an FCS kid. But we'll start in Missouri. We'll start with the two kids from Missouri, starting with, and again, these are just kind of quick introductory notes on these players, just some stats, whatnot, just to kind of get you guys a little introduced to these players. So we'll start with Joshua Bledsoe out of Missouri, 6 feet, 200 pounds from Houston. A couple of honorees, or a couple of awards that he had. And again, for those new to this as well, a lot of the stuff I run through quick here is just going to be from the their school website, especially their height and weight. We should be getting the official numbers usually in a normal year. I don't know how they're doing it this year, but usually on a normal year, weigh-ins take place Tuesday morning, a few hours before the first practice. You know, that's something I'm definitely going to miss this year, is heading over to the big auditorium or whatever there, and taking notes on the weigh-ins at 7:30 in the morning. So not going to do that this year, but definitely next year. But we should get the official weigh-ins. But 6 feet, 200 pounds, that's the listed height and weight for Joshua Bledsoe. He was first-year SEC Academic Honor Roll in 2017 and SEC Fall Academic Honor Roll in 2018 as well. So certainly a very smart kid, without a doubt. And just kind of quick running through his numbers for his time at Missouri, at least in 2017 season, he, you know, was just kind of starting to come into his own. You know, didn't really play much, did see action in 12 games, 13 tackles, 1 sack, 1 tackle for a loss, but saw more playing time as the year wore on, and then started to step up more in 2018, where he again played in 12 games, 28 tackles, and 2 pass breakups. 2019 became one of the top safeties in the SEC, finished 3rd on the team with 49 tackles, also had 4 tackles for a loss, and had a team-high 10 pass breakups, also a fumble recovery and a forced fumble. And then 2020, played pretty much every game, all 10 games, 30 tackles, or 30 solo tackles, excuse me, 41 total tackles, 2.5 tackles for a loss, 1 forced fumble, 1 fumble recovery, and 1 interception. That came in the last regular season game against Mississippi State. So that's Joshua Bledsoe. And then we look at his running mate there in Missouri, Tyree Gillespie, 6 feet, 210 pounds, out of Ocala, Florida. And Gillespie started his Tiger career 2017, was mostly a special teams contributor, seeing action in 7 games as a freshman, but did assist in a tackle in games against Florida and in the Texas Bowl against Texas. Then, like Bledsoe, really started to step up more in 2018, including taking over one of the starting roles at safety at number 1 Alabama. That was back on October 13th of that year, and started the rest of the season, which was 8 starts in all, and ended up 3rd on defense, despite not starting till the middle of the season. But 3rd on the team with 48 tackles, including 1.5 tackles for a loss, 1 quarterback sack, 2 pressures, and a pass breakup. 2019, 50 tackles, that was 2nd on the team, 4 tackles for a loss, 1 sack, 7 pass breakups, quarterback hurry, and a forced fumble, playing in all 12 games, starting 11, as it notes, his only non-start came due to a targeting penalty suffered in the second half of a previous game against Vanderbilt. So he had to, of course, sit out the first half of the next game, but pretty much played the whole way there. And then 2020, played in 9 games, totaled 46 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss, 1 sack, 1 quarterback hurry, and 4 pass breakups. So those are the two Missouri kids, Joshua Bledsoe and Tyree Gillespie. Flip over to the kids from Georgia, and we start with Mark Webb of Georgia. Mark Webb listed 6'1", 200 pounds from Philadelphia, actually, and has a lot of, you know, like the Missouri kids, a lot of game experience at Georgia. Played in 13 games, mostly on special teams in 2017. Played in all 14 games in 2018, including one start. 14 total stops, including 6 tackles in a win over Missouri. 2019 was the co-winner of the Charlie Trippi Award for versatility, which was one of Georgia's postseason awards. Started at the star position for 9 of 14 games and was 5th on the team with 46 total tackles. Also had 4 quarterback pressures and 3 pass breakups. And in 2020, played in 8 games, started 3 of them, finished with 21 total tackles, including a career-high 9 tackles in the win over Mississippi State. So that's one half of the Georgia crew in the secondary that the Panthers will have. The other player is DJ Daniels. Daniels is listed 6'1", 185 from Griffin, Georgia. He was actually a transfer, began at JUCO at Georgia Military College, was the number 6 JUCO prospect nationally, the number two ranked JUCO cornerback, and number 1 JUCO prospect in the state of Georgia. And then before he came over to Georgia, was a team captain of that Georgia Military College team and helped lead the Georgia military defense that allowed just under 160 passing yards per game and just under 17 points per game. And then 2019, transferred to Georgia, played in 13 games, started 11 of them, finished with 42 total stops, including an 8 tackle game against Baylor in the Sugar Bowl, and also had 8 pass breakups that season as well. And then in 2020, played in 8 regular season games, 9 total stops, 1 for lost yardage, 1 pass breakup. His most productive game was a 4-tackle effort against Mississippi State. So, number-wise, not as effective, but, you know, again, numbers, of course, don't tell the entire story, but it's always interesting to just kind of see some of the production from some of these kids. So that's the Georgia duo, again, Mark Webb and DJ Daniel of Georgia. And then we'll head to LSU and talk about Jacoby Stevens, 6'2", 230 pounds, from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So good size for, definitely really good size for a defensive back there from LSU. Played in 42 total games in his career, 6 in 2017, 11 in 2018, all 15 in 2019, the national championship year, and then 10 in 2020. He had actually started his career a little bit as a receiver, had 2 catches for 32 yards in 2017, but then switched over to defense in 2018. 35 total tackles, 6.5 tackles for a loss, 1.5 sacks, 1 interception, 6 passes defended, 1 fumble recovery. 2019, again, played in all 15 games, 92 total tackles, 9 of them for a loss, 5 sacks, 3 interceptions, 9 passes defended. And then 2020, 10 games played, 63 total tackles, 6 tackles for a loss, 3 sacks, 4 passes defended, 1 forced fumble, 3 fumble recoveries. So I'd say a fairly productive career for Jacoby Stevens here. So definitely a guy I'll be intrigued to watch. Certainly will have my eye on him, or at least these are kind of opening my eyes to him a little bit. And then the last of the SEC kids that the Panthers will get their hands on this Senior Bowl week, and that is Sean Davis of Florida. 6 feet, or stands 6 feet. They don't have his wait listed, but he stands 6 feet from Miami. Was the free safety for the Gators. And as we run through his numbers real quick as this loads up. Sean Davis here. Sean Davis played 3 years for the Gators. Played in 9 games in 2018. 22 total tackles. 2 tackles for a loss. 5 passes defended. 2019 played in 12 games. Totaled 51 tackles. 1 tackle for a loss. 3 interceptions. 6 passes defended. And then his this previous season, 2020, 40 total tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, 2 interceptions, 3 passes defended, and 1 forced fumble. So those are all the SEC kids that the Panthers will have. So again, it's Joshua Bledsoe of Missouri, as well as Tyree Gillespie of Missouri, Mark Webb and DJ Daniel of Georgia, Jacoby Stevens of LSU, and Sean Davis of Florida. We've got 6 other players to talk about from outside the SEC, and we'll get into that in a moment. But first, today's episode being brought to you by our friends at Echelon. You know, when it comes to getting or staying in shape, nothing feels as good as that feeling of accomplishment, of hitting your fitness goals and feeling great about yourself. And Echelon, of course, can help you hit your new goals that you might have for this upcoming year. As Echelon offers the next generation of connected fitness bikes, fitness mirrors, rowing machines, and their Echelon Stride smart treadmill. So no matter what your favorite fitness activity, Echelon gives you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of your own home. The EX7S is Echelon's latest state-of-the-art innovation that takes cycling to the next level. The EX7S connected bike is built with performance, flexibility, and durability in mind. The EX7S is the bike for competitors at heart. Their world-class instructors will motivate you with thousands of daily live and on-demand studio-level classes always available when you need them. And unlike their competitors, Echelon is affordable for everyone. And one membership lets up to 5 family members all work out at the same time. So right now, you can try any Echelon fitness equipment at home for 30 days. Go to echelonfit.com/lockedon. That's echelonfit.com/lockedon. And a quick shout out to, quick note for you guys with the network. We are jumping into the daily sports podcast, and we're talking like all sports. Obviously, all these networks kind of focus on one team or league. But now we finally got a daily podcast that stretches everywhere in the sports world, as you can get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski of Locked On Packers hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysts from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcasts. So as we jump through and talk about the remaining defensive backs here for the Panthers, again, we went through all the SEC players. Now we'll go to the non-SEC players as we jump into the ACC here and talk about two of the more intriguing defensive backs here too, I think. Especially one that generated a lot of buzz, but an injury kind of hurt him a little bit until he returned late in the season. Hamza Nasirildin, I think I'm saying that right. I have to jump on that. Fortunately, we should get some pronunciation guides, hopefully. But Hamza Nasirildin of Florida State, 6'4", 220 pounds, was one of the big buzz guys, especially in 2019, before a leg injury late in 2019 kind of set him back. And then he didn't return until the last 2 games of the 2020 season. But it just shows the, you know, the heart and desire that this kid has, that he wanted to get back out there, even though it was another down season for Florida State. But Hamza, really intrigued by this kid. The consensus feels like he might be around a 3rd-round pick now, probably because of that injury. But just running through how he did while at Florida State, played in all 13 games as a freshman in a reserve role and a special teams role, but did start one game, or started a couple games actually, against Syracuse and Clemson, 29 tackles and 2 pass breakups. Then in 2018, again, really started to show up again, you know, really stepped up, played in all 12 games, had 5 starts, 91 tackles, including a half tackle for a loss, 1 interception, 2 pass breakups, and 1 quarterback hurry. 2019, you could argue, was probably his best year, certainly some of his highest numbers. 12 game appearances, 10 starts, 101 tackles, including 2 for a loss, 1 sack, 3 forced fumbles, 2 interceptions, 3 pass breakups, 1 fumble recovery, and 1 quarterback hurry. He was second team All-ACC and was the first Seminole since 2014 to record 100 tackles in a season, and the first Seminole since 1990 to have multiple games of at least 17 tackles in a game. So quite the stat there. And he was it was 2 years in a row that he led Florida State in tackles. But again, he had that leg injury, which forced him to miss all but 2 games in 2020. But he still performed pretty well in those 2 games. He had 13 tackles, including 1.5 for a loss, 1 interception, and 1 pass breakup in those 2 games. So now that he's healthy and back competing well, really excited to see what he can do in this pro setting as he starts this process. The other ACC kid that the Panthers will have is Ifeadu Melifonwu, who of course is the brother of Obi Melifonwu, who came into the league a couple years ago. Started for 2 years with Syracuse before foregoing his final year of eligibility to enter the NFL draft. Played in 29 games with Syracuse, including 19 starts, 88 tackles, including 71 solo stops, 26 passes defended, 3 interceptions, 23 breakups, was an All-ACC selection in 2020 and a 3-time ACC Honor Roll selection. He was tied for 6th in the ACC with 10 passes defended and 5th in breakups with 9 in 2020, and ranked 3rd in the ACC among cornerbacks in tackles per game with 5 per game. Started all 11 games, 55 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, 1 sack, 1 interception, 9 pass breakups in 2020. Then we get to actually a pair of kids from Central Florida, including one that I've read a lot of good things about, and I'm excited to get to see him in the Senior Bowl setting. Richie Grant, 6 feet 194 from Fort Walton Beach, Florida, as a redshirt senior in 2020, played in all 9 games for the Golden Knights, starting 8 games at safety, led UCF with 72 tackles, 3.5 tackles for a loss, 1 sack, and a quarterback hurry. Also led the team with 3 interceptions and 2 fumble recoveries, as well as 2 forced fumbles. Was a first-team all-conference selection by the American Athletic Conference, semifinalist for the Jim Thorpe Award and the Chuck Bednarik Award. And even in 2019, 12 starts at safety, 2nd on the team with 78 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, 8 pass breakups, 1 forced fumble and an interception. And 2018, started all 13 games at safety, led the team with 109 total tackles, first team All-American Athletic Conference. So a very productive career at UCF for Richie Grant. And, you know, from what I've read, he's a pretty rangy guy, can really move around the field. So excited to see what the Panthers do with him, how they kind of move him around. And I think he's, at least to me, he's going to be another guy to really watch out for. And then one of his fellow secondary mates that will be joining him is Aaron Robinson, 6'1", 193 from Deerfield Beach, Florida. Started all 9 games for the Knights as well. 41 tackles, one tackle for a loss, forced fumble, and fumble recovery. Second team All-Conference honors, and was named to the watch list for the Nagurski and Jim Thorpe Awards. 2019, played in all 13 games, started 10 at nickelback, 54 total tackles, 5.5 for a loss, 3 interceptions, 10 passes broken up, 1 hurry, and 1 forced fumble. Was also a second team All-ACC selection. So you've got two intriguing kids, I think, here from Central Florida, and Rishi Grant and Aaron Robinson. And then you get to the two FCS players that the Panthers will have their hands on here, including kind of a history-making player here, too. Because you really don't, or it's been quite a while, I believe, if I remember right, that a player from North Carolina Central made it to the Senior Bowl. But that is the case here with Brian Mills, 6'2", 170, his hometown, Palmdale, California. I think, if I remember right, first time since the 80s, something like that. I was actually just double-checking here. First time since 1989, and only the third time ever that a player from North Carolina Central was invited to play in the Senior Bowl. Doug Wilkerson in 1970 and Robert Massey in 1989 are the only two other players from North Carolina Central to play in the Senior Bowl. So certainly a big accomplishment there. Only the third player from the school ever, and first time in over 30 years. He was voted to the preseason All-MEAC team as a first-team defensive back. Didn't play in 2020, but did play in 2019, playing in 12 games. Had 22 total tackles, half a tackle for a loss, half a sack, 5 interceptions, 13 passes defended. So another name to keep an eye on here as well, especially to get at least some 2021 draft cycle film in as well. And last but not least, Robert Rochelle, another kid that's been getting some buzz in the FCS level. He comes from Central Arkansas. Rochelle is listed 6'2", 195, comes from Shreveport, Louisiana. In 2020, played in 7 games, had 27 total tackles, 1 tackle for a loss, 1 forced fumble, 1 fumble recovery, and 3 pass breakups. And in 2019, 44 total tackles, 2.5 tackles for a loss, 5 interceptions, 18 passes defended, 1 fumble recovery. In 11 games in 2018, he totaled 25 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, 4 interceptions, 10 passes defended, 1 forced fumble. And then in 2017, 8 tackles in 11 games, 1 interception, 7 passes defended, and 1 forced fumble. So those are the 12 defensive backs that the Panthers will have. So again, just to recap, Joshua Bledsoe and Tyree Gillespie of Missouri, Mark Webb and DJ Daniel of Georgia, Jacoby Stevens and Sean Davis of Florida, Hamza Nasiruddin of Florida State, Fedu Melifonwu of Syracuse, Richie Grant and Aaron Robinson of UCF, Brian Mills of North Carolina Central, and Robert Rochelle of Central Arkansas. So that's who the Panthers will get to work with. We'll take a quick minute. We'll run through quick the players that the Dolphins will have on that side of the ball, and then just a quick run through of the specialists that the Panthers and the Dolphins will have. But do want to remind you guys, do want to give a shout out to today's episode being brought to you by BuiltBar.com. the best tasting protein bar ever. And as I've said, there's just so many different flavors. They're all great. You know, so whatever, it's almost like whatever kind of candy bar you want to eat, Built Bar has you covered. So many different delicious flavors, nut flavors, non-nut flavors. So pretty much whatever tickles your fancy, Built Bar has you covered. These bars are all covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to use. They are great for the health conscious guy. You can lose or maintain weight while eating these delicious treats. And these are even great for a keto diet. Low in calorie, low in sugar, high in protein, high in fiber. So if you guys want to try these yourselves, and I know a lot of us here at the network really love them, especially Kyle Krabs. I know he's been really big on these bars. But go try them for yourself. BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON. And you'll get 20% off your next order. So again, BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. And you still have a chance to win yourself a little bit of money with our friends at BetOnline.ag. I mean, there's only one football game left this season, but of course, college basketball in full swing, NBA, NHL, all that good stuff. So plenty of chances for you to win yourself a little bit of money. And there's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust, and that's betonline.ag. So go sign up for a free account today there and use promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action and use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So again, we went through all the defensive backs the Panthers will have, and real quick, we'll just run through the names that the Dolphins will have so that you guys can check them out as well. And we start with Divine Diablo, if I'm saying that right, of Virginia Tech. Then you've got Keith Taylor of Washington, Thomas Graham Jr. of Oregon, Trey Brown of Oklahoma, Ambry Thomas of Michigan, Cameron Bynum, California, Rodarius Williams, Oklahoma State, Damar Hamlin, Pittsburgh, Benjamin St. Just, Minnesota, excuse me, Darren Hall, San Diego State, and... Oh, that's it. Darren Hall. I was starting to run through the D-line as well. Darren Hall was the last name. So those are the DBs that the Dolphins will have this week. And last but certainly not least, we're going to look at the special teamers because, of course, they're people too that the Panthers will coach this week at the Senior Bowl. And we'll start with their kicker, which is Jose Baragalis, 5'10", 205, out of the U, Miami University, previously kicked as well at Florida International. Baragalis was one of the top kickers and had one of the best regular season best regular seasons ever by a Miami kicker. He was the first Hurricane to win the Lou Groves Award, which honors the nation's top kicker. He was Miami's first AP All-America first-team selection since 2004. Was also selected first-team All-American by Sporting News, the Football Writers Association of America, American Football Coaches Association, and the Walter Camp Football Foundation, becoming Miami's first consensus All-American since Antrell Roll in 2004. He was 20 of 22 on field goal attempts and 37 of 37 on extra point attempts during the regular season this year. 9 of 11 on field goals from 40 yards out, and 11 of 11 on field goals shorter than 40 yards. Also had 51 touchbacks on 72 kickoff attempts. So, you know, we don't usually scout kickers much, but numbers like that are usually pretty damn good for a college kicker. So... good luck to him, Jose Baragalis, the kicker from Miami. Then the Panthers punter this week is going to be Max Duffy of Kentucky, who's actually from Australia. His hometown is Perth, Australia, 6'1", 190. Actually won the Ray Guy Award in 2019 as the nation's top punter. Was first-team All-America from AP, Sporting News, ESPN, FWAA, Walter Camp, AFCA, The Athletic, USA Today, Phil Steele, and Athlon Sports, and was given second-team All-America honors by Sports Illustrated and CBS Sports. He was named first-team All-SEC from the Associated Press at punter, and second-team All-SEC voted by the coaches at punter in 2019, and led the nation in punting in 19 as well, averaging 48.1 yards per punt. So definitely sounds like one of the better punters as well that the Panthers will have. And then the Panthers will have not one, but two long snappers. You don't see that too often, but they will have two long snappers. First, we'll talk about Thomas Fletcher, 6'2", 231, hometown of Georgetown, Texas. He comes from the national champion Alabama Crimson Tide. He was he finished perfect on all snapping duties across all four seasons at Alabama, starting every game, won the Patrick Minelli Award, which is presented annually to the nation's top long snapper, and was picked first team All-America honors by from Rubio Long Snapping, preseason first team All-American by RLS, and was named to the watch list to begin the 2020 campaign. Also recorded a fumble recovery on an Alabama punt against Missouri last season. So that's one of their long snappers. The other is Ryan Langan of Georgia Southern, 6'1", 225, comes from Cedar Rapids, Nebraska, was first team All Sun Belt Conference by Phil Steele, and Phil Steele also named him All America third team, and was a finalist for that Patrick Minelli Long Snapper Award, which again we just said Thomas Fletcher won. He was also named honorable mention to the All Sun Belt Conference team, played in all 13 games as the starting long snapper. Again, a finalist for the Patrick Minelli Long Snapper of the Year Award, third-team All-American and first-team All-Sun Belt selection by Phil Steele, honorable mention All-Sun Belt Conference selection, handled every snap except the final PAT of the season to allow another senior to get his first collegiate snap, and also made the president's list in the fall with a perfect 4.0 GPA. So shout out to him for all that. So those are the specialists for the Panthers. Jose Baraglis, the kicker from Miami. Max Duffy, punter from Kentucky. And then two long snappers, Thomas Fletcher of Alabama and Ryan Langan of Georgia Southern. And then real quick, the three specialists, as there's only one special teamer or one long snapper for Miami. Their punter will be their kicker is Riley Patterson of Memphis. Then they'll have kicker James Smith of, Kicker Riley Patterson of Memphis, punter James Smith of Cincinnati, and their lone long snapper is Cameron Cheeseman from Michigan. And that's pretty much it. That's the Senior Bowl list. We've gone through pretty much every player now that will be. And again, we focused on the Panthers side of things, but also gave mention to those that the Dolphins will have. But we've gone through pretty much every player that is now in Mobile for the Senior Bowl this week. And it's going to be a fun week. I hope you guys are excited. I'm ready to watch these guys in action and really start kicking off the draft process, as it's going to be another very important offseason for this Panthers franchise. The second one Second season now for Matt Rhule, and of course, first season with new general manager Scott Fitterer. So really excited to go through this week. And again, glad you guys are with me along for the ride. So appreciate all the support. Thanks for everything. And get ready for a fun week down in Mobile, at least virtually a fun week in Mobile. So with that, I'm going to get out of here. Really appreciate you guys listening to me ramble on for a while about all these players. Have a great rest of your Monday. We'll see you next time to kick off Senior Bowl coverage right here on the Locked On Panthers podcast. Until then, I'm Billy Rossetti signing off. Take care, my friends. We will see you soon.